Hey guys, welcome back to As You Should.
I want
to
laugh every time
I
you start.
I don't know why.
I get nervous.
Oh my god. Well, thank you for interrupting me. First of all, I was just trying to say thanks. No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying welcome back. I wasn't saying thanks. Welcome back to the episode 14. I believe we're on today.
I thought it was 13. Are you sure?
I'm positive. Well, now I'm not because you made me feel insecure. Not insecure.
Okay.
Regardless, episode 14, 13 or 14. I don't even know at this point. But we're going to be talking about...
Did I fluster you?
You did. You flustered me just a tad. I think I'm going to be okay, though. Today, we're talking about daily routine. Can you stop laughing? Can we just talk about routine?
Yeah, go ahead,
thank
go
ahead, you. Go ahead. No. All right. So we're talking about like daily routine and what it's like having one or not having one. And I don't know, just how that affects your day, how it affects your mood, and everything about you personally. So why don't you start for us? Do you even have a daily routine?
Not at the moment.
No. Why?
Let's,
did you have one?
I kind of. I think for half the day, maybe, when I did have a job. Sadly, I do not.
Oh, you don't have a job?
Thanks, no. COVID.
Thank you, COVID. Thank
but,
you, COVID.
I think it was pretty basic. There wasn't anything special. I would wake up. I started work at 9. Get ready, have my coffee, my bagel.
Oh, my coffee.
Go to work. I only worked 9 to 2, so it was super easy. But after work, I would just kind of come home. I would want to have a plan to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd come home, and my couch just looks so comfortable that I would just get cozy, especially in winter.
Mm.
And probably just, like, watch movies and stuff for the rest of the day.
And you did that?
And I did that, like, every day.
Basically since March last year.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole year. I think we all did that or are currently doing that. But that's what you do now still?
Well, now.
Yeah.
Now I don't do anything specific. Well, okay. Now I wake up and pack because I'm moving.
Guys, oh yeah. So a few episodes ago, we were like, oh, we have a surprise for you.
I don't really think it's a surprise.
It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. It's more of an announcement, I guess.
PSA,
public service announcement. Nat's moving. Tell us where you're going.
I'm going down to Florida.
Down to Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you're leaving the show. I am shocked. Just leaving me alone. As
I'm
you
not,
should.
Though.
I'm kidding. You're not. I still need to figure out how we can make the show remotely from two different locations. We're working on that. She's not leaving. But, oh.
Unless we can't figure it
unless
out.
Unless I can't figure it out. If I can't figure it out, then,
bye.
Then bye. Bye, Nat, and goodbye as you should, because I can't continue without you. So you wake up now.
Yeah, now I just wake up whenever, go to bed whenever, take naps throughout the day. Are you kidding me? It's all over the place.
Mm-mm.
I'm packing everything. Yeah, there's like not really a routine at the moment for me right now. So
do you think like having a routine helps you? Does it like, how does it, I don't know how to say this.
I think when you don't have a routine.
Yeah.
Especially now, since, like, you can't even go out and do stuff or just, like, your basic, like, errands that you would run before COVID and everything. Your days kind of just jumble together. And it's just, like, a big blob of...
Nothing.
nothing and
a lot of TV watching. Mm-hmm. A lot of just random stuff that you do that you forget about. Yeah. You know?
I think having a routine is pretty healthy though. I think it's more productive when you have your like when you have your day planned out. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What's your routine?
Well, I think I put it all on TikTok all the time. But I wake up in the morning at 8, which is exciting. I wake up at 8 every single day. And recently I haven't been able to like stay asleep.
I can't sleep in. I try so hard to sleep in. Yeah, I try. I've been starting to sleep in now. Mm-hmm. But I would get so mad because I'm like, I don't want to wake up at 8.
Exactly.
I want to let me sleep till 10.
Exactly. Like, I have nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I'm going to the gym. I go to the gym on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right? Mm-hmm. So I have Tuesdays and Thursdays to just, like, I use those days to, like, edit YouTube videos and, like, stuff like that. So on those days, I'm like, oh, let me sleep till 10. Or, like, let me sleep till whatever time I want. But I just wake up. Regardless of whether my alarm goes off or not, I wake up at 8 o'clock.
You also, like, don't you like it when the sun wakes you up, though?
Yeah, I love when the sun, like, wakes up. My
room needs to be blackout.
Absolutely not. I open my windows, all my windows.
I cannot.
I open them at night so that the sun will, like, shine. So
the moon can shine in.
I mean, the moon does shine in, but specifically so that the sun will shine in the morning.
I can't do that. I need it to be pitch black.
Mm-mm. I used to be like that.
You know what? I was gonna say you're not going though.
Oh, am I not to Florida?
No. When I went on the cruise when I was like younger,
I'm not going to that. You're right. I was barely invited. So.
I was thinking about it though. If we're even gonna go, I don't know if it'll like calm down by next year, but. I was thinking how the rooms on the boat are, like, pitch black.
Seriously?
Like, you can't see a thing. Especially because you don't have any windows. Some rooms don't have any windows. I don't know if we'll have one.
Not even, like, a little circle window? Like, a boat window?
No, like, not if you're, like, in the middle of the boat. There's, like, no windows. Whoa. So it's, like, pitch black and it's kind of scary.
There's no lights?
Well, yeah, but when you go to bed and you turn everything off, there's it's just...
Like, you can't see your hand in front of your own face. I love that.
I
kind of love that
for people like me that need like pitch black.
Yeah,
I think it's perfect, but it's kind of like disorienting when you wake up and you're trying to find the light.
Like, oh my god.
But yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever been on a cruise, nor have I been invited to one. So I don't know what you're talking about there, but I have experienced like pitch blackness. Like, when this has like nothing to do with routine, but it's a fun story, because when we went camping, mm-hmm. in Michigan, and you guys, I don't know where you guys went. I forget that you guys left.
To go get, I think, signal to send a text.
Yeah, you guys. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So you both drove and left the campsite, and I was there by myself with a dimming fire, and it was like getting It was getting dark,
and we were gone for like an hour.
Yeah,
we literally drove 30 minutes out, and like there was no signal. Still none. So I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna keep going.
Mm. It got pitch black. It was scary.
I was freaking out that whole time.
I remember. Yeah. Like, you look up and absolutely nothing.
It was scary.
But it's cool.
I guess because usually, like, the more,
light pollution?
Are you talking about light pollution? Smaller parks? No.
Absolutely not. Sorry.
Like, smaller parks, they have the lampposts and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And this national forest had nothing.
It was literally like a forest.
I could only see campfires of like other people, but mm-hmm. then everyone turned off their fires and it was just us. Mm-hmm. It was scary.
And if you leave the fire, like nothing. Gone. Nothingness. It was
And then I had to go to the bathroom by myself. It was pitch black.
Dark.
In a hole.
It's really dark. I saw frogs and stuff. Isn't there bears out there? I don't even know. That's the scary part.
Bears and wolves.
Oh yeah.
The owls. And then I heard like something getting eaten at night.
Mm-mm. It stressed you out.
Freaking.
I remember that.
I was anxious.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to go to bed.
It was a nice time though. Like, I liked camping. I liked camping, so it was fun. But circling back to the routine thing. I open all my windows at night so that the sun will shine in my room in the morning. And I wake up at 8 o'clock. And then I get up. Usually if I didn't shower like the night before, then I'll shower in the morning, you know, brush my teeth, wash my face. that fun stuff. And then I'll go make my coffee and have oatmeal for breakfast. I ran out of oatmeal though, and I've been too lazy to go to the store. So I've...
You, what kind do you need?
It's called Kind.
Oh.
You know, it's really good. I have this other kind that I like, but not as much, you know? So I've like not been eating it. So today I had a bagel for breakfast.
I had a bagel today too.
Yeah, with cream cheese. It was blueberry. Was it just plain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I either only like everything bagels or just plain bagels.
I haven't had an everything bagel since I worked at Panera.
Do you
like them?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Do you? You know what kind of energy that gave me? Mm. Are you a vegan? But I eat my breakfast. And then since I don't really have a job anymore.
Same.
It's really up in the air what I do, you know, with my time. Yeah. So, which is kind of nice. I have been, for the past 2 days, I've been getting called into work. So I worked Tuesday and Wednesday, which was cool, but it kind of like threw a wrench in my plans and my plans.
Mm-hmm. In your routine.
In my routine, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I usually use all my free time to like edit videos and watch new movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Ooh, what?
I was gonna say, did you watch that new movie that you on HBO Max?
The Judas and the blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. No. Was it really good?
I saw it yesterday.
Was it really good?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought it was good.
I wanted to watch it. And I was going to watch it.
There's this other movie.
I really want to watch Shutter Island.
I don't know if you've ever watched the Chicago 7 trial. I think that's what it's called. But it's on Netflix. And it doesn't like go together, but like two characters that are in that movie, this is what that.
It's about them?
It's not about them, but they're like part of it.
Of the Judas kind one? Of.
Yeah.
I don't know the full name, but.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
That's what it's called? Oh. What's the Chicago 7? What is that? Is it hard to explain?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do I have to Google it?
No, I mean. It would be hard for me to explain.
Okay, so if I didn't have any prior knowledge.
Oh, you'd be fine.
I'd be fine.
But I just was like, oh, okay, this was happening at the same time that this was happening. Oh,
kind of like how in that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie, it was like about a whole thing that you didn't really understand unless you know. Like it's about the man's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like I don't know who the Chicago 7 is.
But you'll be fine.
Okay. I mean, I'll watch it. And I'm gonna watch it because it looks good.
I just think they're really they're both good movies. Yeah, I liked both of them.
Did you watch The Little Things?
No.
No. Did you plan to?
I hadn't even seen a trailer, so like I don't really know what it's about.
I'm not interested. Gotcha. It was about murders, like these mysterious murders happening in this like town or whatever, and they're trying to find out who did it. Denzel Washington, Remy Malek, and Jared Leto or whatever. Yeah. They were all in it. It was good. It was slow, but it was like good. And
it's a show or a movie?
It was a movie.
Okay.
Like 2.5 hours long. It took me 2 days to watch. I kept falling asleep. I got so tired. What were you gonna say?
Have you heard of that new show on Netflix?
Oh God.
The Hotel Cecil one?
No. What is that? Is it about murder?
Yes. I believe so.
Oh God, that's scary.
But it's like a series?
Like a docu-series? Or?
I think so.
Not like a show, like a drama, like a documentary.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're wrong.
Maybe it's a movie. I don't know. But it's like a documentary, docu-series type.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about that hotel because I guess that hotel, there's been a bunch of murders there. The last person I think that died there, I don't know if she was the last, but like one of the most recently famous murders. It's this girl. You've never heard of that. You've never seen that video of the girl in the elevator. She's acting really weird, but she's by herself.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then she's dead the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like about that.
Oh.
So I want to see it, but your brother doesn't watch things like that, and I don't want to watch it alone.
So, I mean, I'll watch it.
Because
that video was very like.
And then it's also about the Night Stalker. Do you know that serial killer?
The Night Stalker. No.
He would stay there, like after he would come in and like drenched in blood, and like no one would say anything.
Oh my God.
That's why like it's weird. Like, how does no one say anything
about
about
someone walking in like that.
You know?
Yeah, that's very sketch.
And yeah, and like the trailer, it's like this is where serial killers would like come down to let down their hair and like
And like just, chill out.
Yeah, and it's just crazy.
That's disgusting.
Sorry, I just hit the mic. But yeah. So I'm really, I want to see it, but I don't want to watch it alone.
Yeah, that seems kind of like, ooh.
But now I'm seeing things on TikTok about people talking about it, and they're like, say how sketchy or sus the hotel manager is when they're like interviewing her. And I'm like, oh my God. I don't know. I just really want
to
see it.
Okay. I'm down to watch something like that. Not this podcast turning into a murder mystery. Like one of those. That's very interesting, and I'd like to know more about it. I don't know why stuff like that is so like
interesting.
Yeah,
it really is. I think a lot of people enjoy just mystery in general, like that type of,
because it's a mystery, you just don't know, you know,
movies and stuff. But there's like points where like it starts getting
too much
like into the paranormal, and that's where I stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
thank you.
I don't like that at all.
We're not going to invite that.
No. I'm not here for that type of stuff at all. But I'm totally here to watch, like, I don't really like documentaries that much.
You don't? I love them.
I don't like them. It takes a lot to get me to watch one. Like, the only one I've actually watched and enjoyed,
Blackfish.
Either... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
I was like, yes, because they're my favorite animal. And I just loved that one because it was really interesting and captivating. And it was good.
Dude, that one.
It was what? You don't like that one?
No, it was amazing.
Oh, I hate SeaWorld.
Right. I hate SeaWorld.
For sure.
The hatred for SeaWorld is.
It's top tier up here.
Immaculate. Yeah.
Yeah. After I watched that, I was like, I can't believe I ever went there. I can't believe my parents
if
ever took
like,
me there.
If you, like, watch that documentary and still go to SeaWorld, don't talk to me. Sorry,
I don't trust you. We're not friends. Yeah. After that, I was like, no, SeaWorld's not fun. No, I would never. Giant tanks. Those poor fish. Anyway. Clearly, you can tell that it's in our daily routine to be watching TV.
Because
we do that a lot. Have you, like, watched anything recently that's good? Like... Because we're all stuck at home, kind of. Not stuck, but...
I mean, just besides that movie, I'm trying to think. I've been rewatching all the Marvel movies.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, but it took me, like, 5 days to finish, like, Civil War.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because I, like, play it as, like, kind of not... I'm paying attention, but I'm also doing something at the same time.
Like, while you're packing or something?
Yeah, or, like, while I'm getting ready to, like, go to the grocery store or something. Mm-hmm. So I, like, pause it, and then I, like, come back and...
And you're like, all right, let's go.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm watching WandaVision.
Yeah.
Just as you are.
Just as everybody
super excited.
Is. Tomorrow.
I know. I can't think of anything else.
I just hit the mic.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Well.
What?
Just kidding.
I shouldn't say.
I'm watching the series about this. The singer, the Mexican singer, Jenny Rivera.
She has a series?
Mm-hmm. It's what you walked in on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like,
what is
this?
And you're like, what is this? And I was like, okay.
It looked like a novella, and I was like...
It is.
Why are you watching this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is it good? It seemed like really weird. The acting seemed really bad.
I don't know if it's like good or not. I just find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning about what she went through and stuff.
Oh, so is it kind of like biography type stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
Like an auto... Not an auto. Is she in it?
Well, she's dead.
Oh, JK.
But they made it in... I don't know if they made... Because it's, like, older. I think it's, like, done.
Like, it's been canceled for a while?
Yeah, like, I think they finished it and everything.
Oh.
So, I think she was alive. I might be
completely
wrong.
Did she die on a plane?
Wrong. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't, like, that long ago.
2012?
Yeah. So, like, fairly recent.
I think.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
I do. I was alive.
So, it's... yeah, so it's just about her and, like, what she went through and stuff. And
yeah.
It's a lot.
Okay, stuff like that is interesting.
Yeah.
I get that. For sure. I haven't watched anything crazy. Thank you for asking. I haven't watched anything worth mentioning. other than WandaVision, but everybody watches that. I think...
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it because There's stuff about that all over TikTok. Like, there's...
That's a whole episode by itself.
That is an entire episode that could be dedicated to that show. But I think if we do talk about WandaVision, I want it to be once the show's over.
Yeah.
So we can give our review, you know?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be really fun.
We should totally do that.
I'm down for that. But it would take me so long to get through all the Marvel movies, because there are a few of them that are not my favorite, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if I was to be like, oh, let me watch all of them in order or whatever, I would honestly want to skip. I like these movies, but I've never like felt the need to watch Ant-Man more than once.
I love Ant-Man.
I like the movies.
I think I watched the first one more, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
Not really the second one. But then I, like, ended up forgetting, so I have to watch it.
Yeah.
And I was with my cousin the other day. Mm-hmm. I went to go see them. And she was like, I really want to watch them in order. And I was like, well, perfect. Like, if you have Disney, they have them in order for you.
Yeah.
They have phase one, phase two, phase three.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we started with, like, first one, Captain America.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how many like, that's a lot.
You're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
So we only got through like one. But I was like, if you really want to understand the show, WandaVision, you have to watch everything.
Yeah.
You can't just watch one and be like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't. Can't. It's just you don't.
Yeah. Because you and your brother, when we watched Infinity War Endgame,
mm-hmm.
the guy from... Where does Gamora die?
Vormir?
The guy?
The Red Skull?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely forgot where he was from. And then I watched Captain America and I was like,
you're
wow.
Like, oh. Yeah. Him.
So you have to watch like everything, because everything...
There's like little stuff, but it's big, you know?
Yeah.
Those are called Easter eggs, I think. So. I don't really know. Anyway, I do want to watch all those movies as part of my daily routine. Circling back
to, we totally went into like a different topic.
Yeah. I love movies.
We're not
I love,
good with topics.
No,
maybe
we're
you
not.
Haven't noticed.
I love movies, like movie things though. Like I love everything that has to do with TV and television. Blah 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 blah. But so that is part of my daily routine, watching TV and movies.
Is there anything that you want to change or want to do?
About
I think you're pretty good with a routine.
Yeah. I'm pretty like, I don't want to say strict, but I get the stuff done that I need to, mm-hmm. you know? And then I have time for, like, entertainment, which is TV. Like, once I do everything that I wanted to do, then I'll watch TV
right.
and stuff. When do you, like, find time to go grocery shopping? Because that's, like, the one thing. Like, I enjoy it, but I'm not going to... I feel like it's a chore.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I've been meaning to go for such a long... I don't like going either. I hate it.
It's just a lot. It's
like filling up a cart. Like,
yeah, just being there for like an hour.
Sometimes I think what gets me is because I have to go to more than one store, you know? Like, yeah. I don't just shop at like Walmart or Target. I have to go to Valley, or I have to go to Meijer for one thing, yeah. or I have to go here for one thing. And I'm just like, after thinking about it for too long, I'm like,
never mind.
Yeah. So if I'm going to go grocery shopping, I really have to plan.
It's like a whole day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going grocery shopping on Wednesday. Yeah. And that's the only thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
I hate it. But that's kind of just like my morning, I guess. At night, I don't really ever have anything planned.
Yeah, I feel like after you get your work day done or whatever.
The night is for you.
The evening is just, yeah.
You know?
Just chill out.
Just chill. I feel like that's the, I don't know what it's called, the system inside of you. The world system. Because like 9 to 5, you go to work, then
yeah.
you go home and that time is for you. Yeah. So it's like, oh, well, the evening, I'm not going to plan anything because... That's my time, you know, mm-hmm. that's for me. But since I don't really have a job, I feel like I should get out of that and maybe start doing stuff at night. Like last night, I mm-hmm. just went to the trampoline park because I was like, oh, I'm going to go do something.
Yeah.
But I plan on being there every Wednesday. So like now it's part of my routine. Yeah. But yeah, I do think routine is really important though, because without it, I think you start to lose yourself.
The way he said that.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know how at the beginning of COVID, everyone was like, oh, we're home. Like, ah,
I get to do all this. 5 days in, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Like, the loss of routine, it just gets to you. Mm-hmm. No matter how, like, no matter how much someone hates it. Like, initially, the word routine, I hate. I'm just like, ew. Like, at least as a kid, like, your parents setting a routine for you, like, mm-hmm. go to sleep this time, gotta blah, 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 this time, go to school this time. Like, ugh, that's annoying. But as I've gotten older, I really like it. And I really like knowing what I'm going to be doing and just setting up time for myself. Yeah, you know?
Being productive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And not saying that you always have to be productive, but just be doing something, you know? Because yeah. without that, then you're just...
What are you doing?
You're just existing, which is nice, I guess.
No, I get what you mean. I think it's like yeah. super important to like have a routine.
Really?
What was that?
Nothing. I was looking at your little bar on the screen.
I think I'm fine.
You're not.
I'm fine.
You're not. I'm like screaming into my microphone.
I can like hear it.
Well, I just want to make sure that the listeners know that I am talking
They're
to
like,
them.
That's not calming.
That's I am talking to them. My bar is like on yellow the entire time. Guys, so we record our podcast through iMovie and we have these like microphones set up, and on the screen here it has two of our like volume levels. Mine is literally all the way up at in the yellowish red area when I talk, and Nat's is so low.
Don't blame me. I know I talk just fine though. It's this microphone.
It's yeah, but when you're not talking loud like that, I feel like it's too quiet. So maybe
they'll
I should
hear me. They'll be fine.
You guys leave a review and let us know if you can hear now, because I feel like you can't. And if you
watch
can,
them be like, camera's just yelling.
Camera's just like screaming the entire time, and yeah. it kind of hurt my ears. You know what? It actually blew the speaker in my car. So thanks for that. You owe me a new car.
Cameron, you're yelling.
I am. Now that I think about it, this mic is too close. I'm gonna move y'all back a little bit. I hope that worked. I'm like literally up on the mic. Anyway.
Those look like what? You know the earthquake things?
The seismic graphs or
but
whatever.
They're like going up and down. Yeah. That's what your thing looks like.
I'm sorry. Ooh, have you ever seen that movie Volcano? It's like 90s.
No.
It's so good. It's about a volcano that it erupts. We should watch it because I love like...
It's about a volcano.
It's about people in peril. I love people in peril movies. My mom loves those movies, so I do too. And it's about this volcano that erupts in like California or something. And
California?
Not a volcano. Hold on. No, wait. Yeah, a volcano. And yeah, it erupts in volcano. It erupts in California. And you're like, California? Why on earth would there be a volcano in California? No, I think we were in Cali. In the movie. We're in Cali. And it erupts or something. And this lava will not stop. Like, it's taking everything. It's taking everybody. It just...
Is there who's in the movie?
I would have to look it up. I don't remember off the top of my head. But I used to watch it a lot as a child. Guys, if you know what movie I'm talking about, please say something.
Is it like the Day After Tomorrow vibes?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, it is such a good film. Such a good movie. Oh, I love movies like that. Did you like Vertical Limit?
Yeah. I wasn't like a bad movie. I wouldn't watch it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
But I could see, like, why people like it, if you do like it that much.
Yeah. I mean, I like it a lot, because mm-hmm. it was... Ooh.
It was a roller coaster for me.
It was. Guys, watch Vertical Limit. I don't know what year it was made, but Google it or, like, look it up on a streaming service. It's a very good movie about climbing mountains. I had to be specific. But it's such a good movie. I like it a lot. People die. But, yeah. So, thank you. In conclusion, thank you guys for listening to our 13th or 14th episode. You got me in the beginning. I really don't know now.
Should I check?
If it doesn't take too long. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode about routine and films.
Sorry we got sidetracked, like, honestly.
I think I like when we get sidetracked because, like, it's a fun conversation. I think it's a roller coaster, which is...
14.
We're on episode 14. Yeah.
Is that what you said in the beginning? I don't remember.
That is what I said. Look at you making me doubt myself. I should have never.
Look at you listening to me.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Come back next week for episode 15. We're excited for that one. And I don't know. We just, what?
Stop. I'm like, are we? What are we talking about?
Stop laughing at me, please. Anyway, thank you guys so much. And we will see you next week. Bye.